Tonight, Mike breaks into the pod studio. James behooves us twice, and Imbus wrecks the joint.
This is James from SurvivalPunk.com.
Back with another amazing episode to melt your ear holes. Today is, my day is September 30th, 2018. The first day of fall, I think. Second day of fall. It's fall. We're going to have a lovely 80-something degree day in Tennessee. But according to the TV and the goats right now, it's 69 degrees. Or are those gazelles?
69, you say?
I do say.
This is Couch Potato Mike. I just broke into your house to invade your podcast.
Why did you do that for?
Well, to teach you and our listeners here a valuable lesson about home security.
Which is, surprisingly enough, the topic of today's show.
What?
Yes, today we'll be on home security. When I posted on the Sorrel Punk group and page on show ideas, I got some gym nuggets. Some nuggets of gyms.
Ew, I don't like gym nuggets.
Yes, some gym nuggets.
Especially not coming from a James.
Yeah, so home security ideas was one of them, and it's one that I could talk to, one that I could speak upon, one that's fun. Well, that's fun, because we're going to tackle this in two ways, you guys. We're going to talk about home security for the now, and we'll briefly kind of touch on home security for the shit hits the fan.
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, speaking of that, so this is the last day of September. That means October's coming up. You know what that means?
Halloween.
But specifically to our show?
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Our yearly Halloween special.
Fuck yes it is!
Yeah, so if you have ideas, send them in. We always like to have fun on Halloween with something fun, spooky, supernatural. We've done zombies. We did the clownpocalypse one year because the clown shit was all going around Facebook.
Oh, God.
We did how to kill random monsters one year. And we think one of those, we did a bunch of call-ins. That was real fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
We killed a bunch of
I think Jeff Radke people. Died.
Jeff Radke died one year. DB from Florida, Florida Hillbilly.
Yep.
We killed him off like he didn't even call in. We just pretended he did and killed him. So
we got stood up.
Yeah, so Halloween special. It is coming, and I'm going to make a great one this year.
Yep. I love the holiday season. This has just moved right into my favorite time of the year. A, I love the fall. The temperatures have gotten to that beautiful, magical, perfect point, and I'm hoping they stay there. We're about to go out and throw the discs around a course for a while.
Yep.
And it's just just really nice weather for that. Plus, I mean, while driving to the store yesterday, me and Andrea, we saw this beautiful, like, it looked like a snowfall of nothing but leaves. And it was just one of those magical moments. Everything was just perfect. And plus, Andrea's, I know for sure, favorite holidays, Halloween, is coming up. We all get to dress up and act like jackasses. And then right around the corner, like not even a month after Halloween, Thanksgiving. Moving right into it. And then Christmas is not far after that, so.
Yeah.
This is a glorious time for me.
Just to bullshit in the intro here for a little bit, because I know that me and Mike, we both are enjoyers of the disc golf sport, and we've converted a few of you guys out to play disc golf as well.
Fuck yeah.
I heard about a like fun little thing to do sometimes when you're out. Like, you know, you don't always want to just play normally. Sometimes you want to have fun. Like me and Mike one time played an all putter round. It was actually pretty damned enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I heard about another sort of like modification you can do to your game to sort of increase your skills in certain shots, and that's called the bag of tricks round.
Bag of tricks round.
Yeah, so
I'm not even familiar with this term.
You've got to take like a certain. You have to take like a certain peculiar bunch of shots in the round. Like say you're playing like 18 holes or 9 holes or whatever. Okay. You've got to throw 2 backhand, which is the normal way you throw most of your.
Like do the whole backhand?
No. I mean you just like you can only throw backhand twice.
Okay.
And then you've got 2 player choices. So say you really like the black backhand, your normal throwing the way you always do. You throw that again twice. You have to throw 2 forehand, 2 overhand shots, and maybe 2 roller shots. So, you know, it's a lot of those extra shots that you may not be taking all the time that may improve your game. So I'm like, that's fun. Like, that's, you know, instead of every shot being a backhand, like, you've got to take a couple of these. And I think it's only on, like, the tee off. Like, you don't necessarily have to, like, on your approach shot, do the bag of tricks. This is just on the tee off from, you know, putting or whatever. You can do whatever you want.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
You know, because a lot, I got this idea for some, like, pros and better players than us. So basically, they're doing, you know, they're shooting birdies. So they're tee off and then they're putting.
Damn.
But yeah, I think it'd be fun. And, you know, Kevin Cloak, I know you play. Maybe that's something you want to give a hand. Like, maybe you don't throw any grenades and it's a good time to practice, which has nothing to do with survival or home security. But I just thought I would talk about it because Mike's sitting here and I remembered it.
Awesome.
And we're 6 minutes in. So, yeah, we're talking about home security.
Yes.
I won't go along. There is a Cyberpunk Army you can join. I'd appreciate it. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, james@cyberpunk.com, or you can call us at 615-657-9104. If you call, leave a question. I will play said question on a podcast episode, so you get some notoriety.
Yeah, you could actually hear your own damn voice on here instead of just ours.
Right, and if you like free shit and you want stickers to support the Cyberpunk Podcast...
I mean, and who doesn't want free shit, am I right?
Yeah, go review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podcast, whatever. Review us somewhere. Send me an email, james@cyberpunk.com, with your username, so I can go verify you did indeed leave a review. And then in that email, you give me your address to ship said sticker to. You get a sticker.
Don't smack your equipment around.
Oh, I'm not even using that. Screw it. It's too late in the podcast to move
it. It really is. I'm like, it's all over there.
It's a brand new one I got from the Gimme a Five. I haven't used it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's new. That's cool. What'd you do with the old one?
I lost it.
You lost it? How the hell do you lose something?
I don't know.
I don't know. So we're barebacking it here.
Yeah, and we have for like the past couple podcasts, but today we are talking about
home security.
Yes. So first of all, the first thing to talk about is we're talking about home security in a rule of law situation, which is the opposite of the shit hitting the fan.
Yep.
This is the now where
the now, the normal, the everyday life that you're already living.
Right. So one of the things, if you hang around survival forums and groups long enough, you'll hear people say that for a good home security measure to get rid of attackers, next to your front door, like on a little stand or something, have a can of wasp spray. And if someone tries to open your door, like if you open it and you see it's obviously a burglar or something, you spray them in the eyes with wasp spray because it will fuck their world up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what the legality of spraying someone in the eyes with bugs with wasp spray, with premeditated wasp spraying? That's a felony.
Wait, so why are we telling people to commit felonies?
This is rule of law. Shit hit the fan. You want to spray people in the eyes with wasp spray? Great tactic.
Yep.
But if you're planning right now, if you're the person who has a table next to your front door with a can of wasp spray on it. Don't do that. You can get really, for God's sake, you can get a big can of bear pepper spray and light someone up, and that's legal. Not nice, but legal.
Although, once an intruder has forced their way into your house, damn near anything you do to them can be considered self-defense.
Right.
And, I mean, especially if you're like some little old lady and the motherfucker's just kicked in your fucking door and coming at you and the only thing you can get your hand on is a can of wasp spray, they're not going to send that little old lady to prison for that.
I don't even know if I truly believe that. With the law system the way it is now, if they could prove that you planned to have wasp spray to spray people in the face, they could probably hit you with a civil liability suit on that.
They could.
So it's a lot of bullshit.
Try to have one of the legaler sprays.
That's what I'm saying. Door, yeah. I want to set the preference here for, we're talking about rule of law beginning. So you want to stay as much within the, like, obviously we know there are laws out there that are unconstitutional.
Yeah, like you can't use claymores.
Right. But we want to try to at least kind of stay within the rules. Like, so if you have to use these home security measures to protect yourself and your family, obviously if it's between a life of yourself and your loved one or the life of a burglar, really don't give a shit what you do to stay alive. But it would behoove you to take legal actions so that you're not fucked afterwards.
Yeah, well,
and this is for America. If you live in another country, I can't speak to the legality. And if you live in the UK, you're probably fucked. I mean,
you know what? I love, as far as, and I know this isn't actually home security, this is automotive security. But for as far as automotive security goes, I love the South Africans. Those motherfuckers, carjacking is a huge problem in South Africa. You pull up to a fucking red light, some motherfucker's just going to run up and try to yank you out of your damn car, steal your fucking car. So in South Africa, it's perfectly legal to install flamethrowers on the sides of your fucking car that spray outward. Some motherfucker tries to run up, you hit a button on the floor, and now they're on fire. That's legal there, and I love that.
Yeah. So legality-wise, at least here in Tennessee and several other states have the castle doctrine, which means that your home is your castle. Yep. You're allowed to protect it. Damn, so you don't straight. Need you don't need to have like a permit or anything to have a firearm in the house to be able to shoot it. And where I'm going with this, since Mike brought up vehicles, was in Tennessee, unless the law has changed since I last looked at it, the state of Tennessee has declared that your car is also your castle to extend castle doctrine to your vehicle.
Yep.
So you're allowed to carry weapons in your vehicle and protect yourself while in your vehicle.
Yep.
And because of that law, it forced many employers in Tennessee to be forced to accept that.
Yeah.
So if Mike could legally take a firearm to work, leave it in his car, I could take a firearm, leave it in my car, and they have to respect that.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. No, it used to be you couldn't do that. I mean, if you worked someplace where they're like, no firearms allowed on the premises, you couldn't even have it in their damn parking lot, basically. And they would tell you so. Now, nope. It's in your car. It's in part of your mobile castle. I love that.
You have to be able to
defend yourself, God damn it. The world is full of scum.
Yeah, there was a big hoopla a couple years ago in Nashville. Like the Trayvon Martin case or some shit, and like Black Lives Matters were going to protest in Nashville. And I sure enough rode around with my AR in my car. I wasn't going to get murdered by crazies.
No, fuck yeah. I mean, basically riots are governed by hordes. And a horde is basically a group of dumb people being led by the dumbest one, essentially. A horde is only as smart as the dumbest person in it, and they don't fucking care. They will pillage, they will plunder, they will in the name of goddamn justice for one of our fallen brethren, we're gonna bust out that fucking electronic store window and take all those TVs!
Absolutely. Justice.
Because that makes sense in somebody's mind, because Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And no, this isn't me being racist against black people. I am not racist against black people. I've known quite a few black people. I just don't like anybody doing that shit.
Right.
And the Black Lives Matter is just a way of making racist people feel like they can do whatever the hell they want to.
Exactly.
Racism works in multiple directions, folks. Just saying.
No, only white people can be racist. That's what it is. Only. Ugh. Anyway, before this becomes
the race
bitching
cast.
About the world today podcast.
Oh, and don't get me started.
Yeah, I've got issues that I would like to spew about. Anyway.
Home security.
Lock your doors. I'm not even good. Like, Serenity is better on this than I am.
Every fucking front door in America, on any home you buy, or any place you fucking rent, is going to come standard with at least one fucking lock on it, if not two, or multiples.
Yeah, I mean, that's your first line of defense. Like, a lot of... So, the criminal mentality, and I did a lot of research on this, and as my wife found out last night, I kind of had sticky fingers when I was a teenager, so I grew out of it. But the mentality is... Most criminals want the low-hanging fruit. You know, they'll kind of, like, they'll go by and they'll just sort of, like, jiggle the door handle, touch the windowsill. Like, if they find a door unlocked, that's an easy low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
If your doors are locked, then, you know, unless you're a prime target, they're going to keep going.
Right.
You know, unless they know that the payout is going to be better than, you know, this expenditure.
Yeah, and let's face it, folks, at this point... Your normal, like, thumb turn on your doorknob, that is basically a deterrent at this point. I don't consider that particular one a barrier. That is the one that's going to keep the honest people out and the people that just can't be fucked to try harder.
Okay? Right.
Okay? That's what that's for. You need more than just that lock on your door. Most doors now come standard with a deadbolt. That is honestly, you got the deterrent, then the deadbolt is your first line of defense. That's your first line of a barricade. It's harder to pick a deadbolt, is my understanding, but there's people out there that can do it.
Right. a good point. Getting better locks is not something I even thought about, but Mike brought a point. If you don't have a good lock, deadbolt, or chain, then that might be something you want to add. Apartment dwellers may want to check with, you know, your...
Well, depending on where you are.
Your apartment.
You're like landlord people. Or your super.
Right, yeah. You might want to check with them, tell them that, you know, and I've lived in apartments. They all come with deadbolts and oft times chains. So, because, you know, criminals live in apartments a lot.
Oh, yeah, see.
But
I've upgraded my doors. I mean, I've got four locks on my front door.
Right. Which brings us to the next thing that you might want to consider, because I don't think you have, and that's reinforcing the door frame.
So, that is something to consider, yeah.
Yeah, if you have strong locks and a weak door frame, you can still kick the entire door off.
You really can.
And there's a lot of ways to, like, DIY reinforce your door frame. Sometimes just even longer screws into the studs will reinforce it. Because if you look at the screws, usually there's barely any penetration.
Right.
So to separate the frame from the stud is not terribly difficult oftentimes.
There was an episode of MythBusters where they were testing out the various kinds of locks on the doors, and they got down to the chain lock.
Yeah,
and you know they busted through all these other locks, and they're busting through, and they can't bust through this fucking chain, ramming the hell out of it. And like, I think it was Adam Savage, he was the one busting through, and he could not get the damn thing. He's like, the chain lock's the best one. Unbeknownst to him, the crew had not used the tiny little screws that come with that chain lock installation. They use screws from their warehouse, which are like this fucking long.
Mike's indicating 3 inches.
About 3-inch long screws that they put into this fucking frame. Because they wanted it, I guess they just wanted it to grip better, okay? Not taking into account that was going to skew their fucking data.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, just the addition of longer change that, see, the longer the screw it is, the more it's gripping into. That's the point of a fucking screw. It's just gripping everything around it. And you got 3 inches of grip right there per
right.
screw. And this is multiple screws.
Yeah, so longer screws is an easy one. I mean, that's just a couple bucks. Put a couple screws in there, good to go. And you can go a lot further. Like, they make steel inserts to replace the wood. So you're screwing in a steel door frame. You're not going to splinter that.
No, you're
never. More expensive. And you know what? I'm pretty sure I saw them test that the steel door frames on MythBusters too. And they had like a little brick building. They had a little building they built just to test the door.
Right.
The whole building was shaking and moving around, and the door refused to come off.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's another method you can go. Like, you know,
there's another thing I've seen. They have these slide latches. It's kind of like an external deadbolt. Basically, you can see the whole thing from outside where you just slot, where you know you grab it and it just slides over and locks into place. And you can actually put those on any side of a door. You could put those on the side that it opens from. You could also apply those to the side that it doesn't open from, where your normal hinges are, and the tops. The reason I bring this up, I graduated from high school out of alternative school. In my alternative school, each room had a quiet room. That was basically the padded room where they put the fuckers that were flipping out on them, mm-hmm. okay? They shoved them in there, and that door had those sliding latches on it on three out of the four sides. Everything. Actually, no, I take that back. It had a couple that actually went into the floor. So it literally had these sliding latches on four sides of the door, multiple ones of four sides. So even if the hinges were off, that door wasn't going any fucking way.
Oh, yeah.
And you also got to think, the more points of contact you have on these locks that are reinforcing that, each one of that is going to be that much stronger of a barricade to get through.
Right.
And it's hard to kick something in off of its hinges when it's got extra locks on that side. So, continue.
Another thing to add to that is, like, if you've got some lumber, this is more shit hit the fan, or like an emergency, you know you need to reinforce the door, just go old school, like castle, and just screw in 2x4s across your door.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people these days. Normal people will have the gigantic fucking big steel
beam.
Hooks and a fucking beam that just extends
both sides
of the fucking door.
If you've got the beam, you can do that, or you can just... If you've got those long 3-inch screws, just screw it straight into the studs in the wall.
I'm personally a fond believer of there's no such thing as too much defense against your home.
And, I mean, obviously you can still do that heavy beam thing in an apartment, because they use it in Young Frankenstein, right?
Yeah.
And that was an apartment.
Young Frankenstein.
Or condo, maybe?
No, not Young Frankenstein. You're confusing Young Frankenstein with a man with two brains.
Yeah.
Because in the man with two brains, the motherfucker was living in a condo, but the inside
Young
of it looked like a damn
was a castle. Young
Frankenstein was the one with Gene Wilder.
Both classics, by the way. If you haven't seen them, watch them now.
Hell, you got me wanting to watch those now, along with Little Shop of Horrors, which I was just talking to my wife about.
It's
the season for it.
I'm going to make Serenity and Skylar watch that movie over there, Beneath the Pain.
Oh, should I say what it is?
Say it.
Monster Squad.
Wolfman's got nards.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. So.
Fuck yeah.
Love scary movies.
Hell yeah, especially, that's a classic.
Lastly, on the doors, so we're still on, like, part 1A.
And if you've done this right, the bad guys will still be on your door, too.
Exactly. Don't leave your keys out. There are a lot of clever ways to do this, but the criminals know all of them. I mean, you might be able to say to me, James, I'm really, really clever and I have a really good idea, but you got to think about that as a liability. Even your most clever idea to, like, cut the bottom off of a rock and put a key inside of the bottom of a naturally occurring normal rock is still a liability. The criminals are like, let me look in the bottom of this rock. Let me look for anything that stands out.
Yes. Okay. And I know this at this point in history should go without saying, but I'm going to fucking say it anyway because there's morons in the world. Don't leave your key above the fucking door, under the fucking mat.
Those are the first two places. Then they're going to move the rocks and potted plants.
The first two places they fucking look. And there's still people out there that will leave the fucking... I used to deliver medical equipment, and I did it for a couple of different places, which spreads this out, but I had to deliver some to this one person one time. This person was bedridden, okay? And so I get there and I ring the door, and then I ring the doorbell, nobody answers. So I call the patient, because I have their phone number. And they're like, the front door key is in the rock out in the garden. I'm like, which rock? She had a rock garden out there. I'm like, oh, you'll be able to spot it. And, like, I scanned it for, like, 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, there it is.
And it was
the rock that didn't look like a fucking rock.
Was it an artificial rock?
Oh, of course it was an artificial rock. And it just did not blend in with any fucking thing. I'm like, you might as well have just left the key out with a neon sign on it.
Yeah. I will, you know what? You can say that, James, I just want to be stupid and leave a key out. And I'll be like, okay, well, if you're willing to accept the risk, then fine, go ahead. But you're wrong. You're wrong every single day. You're wrong.
Yep.
I can't make a single case for leaving a key out.
Hey, Jordy boy.
So don't do it. Don't do it. Motion lights.
Ah, yes.
Motion lights are a pretty damn good deterrent.
Fuck yeah. There's nothing like a little psychological trickery to their skullduggery.
Yeah. I mean, they know it's automatic, but then they know that they've lost the cloak of darkness.
Oh, yeah. The cloak of darkness is what most burglars look for. They don't want to be seen. They sure as hell want nobody seeing them. And all of a sudden, they're flooded in lights. Yes, they might realize those are motion lights, but also those motion lights get people's attention. They'll get your neighbor's attention.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of hardcore criminals would probably shake it off, but also it once again removes that low-hanging fruit. Like, you've got someone that's at least thinking about security. They might have guns. They might kill you.
Exactly. See, those motion lights, yes, they do let you see all your zones, but they're also a great deterrent because of what you just said. In a burglar's mind, at least one that has half a brain, was like, well, if they took the time to put in the fucking motion sensor lights, what the fuck else is going on in there?
Right. So, they always want that low-hanging fruit. You know, the least amount of work they can do, the least chance they have of getting caught and or murdered by a, you know, gun-toting homeowner, you know, and the most amount of payoff. So, everything you can do to make your home less easy, less low-hanging fruit, the better off you are.
Yeah, even if you have to put a sign up in the front yard that says the good stuff's at the neighbors.
Yeah. Or, and I've heard this multiple times, and, like, I can't argue with it. Like, if you put up, like, if you get a piece of, like, old shitty plywood that you found, like, laying off of the side of the road, and spray paint on it, no trespassing, and spell it as wrong as you possibly can.
Most burglars will look at that and like, that's a house where a shotgun lives.
Yep. It's like, oh, I could break in there, but there's a good chance there'll be banjo music playing, and I don't want that.
Boom!
Yeah. And I gotta admit, like, that would, criminal, I'd be like, nope, not dealing with that house. Going to somewhere that can spell right and have a nice sign saying that, you know, this house doesn't use guns.
Yeah.
Liberals live here. Hillary Clinton 2020. No, yep, I mean, break it in there.
If you see the house with a manicured lawn and everything's nice and shiny and pristine and polished, the burger's like, I bet there's some good stuff in there. But you see the house, so the grass is like fucking 3 feet tall, and there's a motor swinging from the fucking tree.
Yep.
And there's a pit bull on a chain tied up out front. Like, yeah, that's a house where many, many guns live, and there's plenty of people in there that are not afraid to use them and are probably looking for an excuse.
I don't have it on here, but I'm going to talk about it right now. I was research for this podcast. I read a lot of it, like interviews and a lot of stuff on home security, and a couple interviews with reformed criminals. And some of them, you know, were like, you know, all your shit you do is not going to deter us. Like the alarm in the front yard, probably not going to do it. And all this other shit. But they're like a lot of people want big dogs for security. And they're like, we weren't really afraid of big dogs. What got us was the little yappers that alerted the whole fucking neighborhood.
Like your fucking chihuahuas and stuff like that. Chihuahuas are notoriously some of the loudest fucking,
yes,
fucking dogs. The little, and the ones that won't shut the fuck up. The ones that will bark at you, their owner, when you walk into the house.
Yes.
I have one of those dogs. James hates her, and she hates him right back.
Yeah. So that would be a good thing. Like they said, they did not like those little yapping dogs.
Incidentally, I've got a little bit of history about the Chihuahua. It was deliberately bred to have insanely good ears and very, very loud, shrill bark. It was a companion dog to basically what a lot of people at the time, the Mexicans, I guess, were using. There was this larger breed of dog, but the damn thing was damn near deaf.
Mm.
But it would fucking rip your fucking leg off. They bred these Chihuahuas to be buddies with them so they could alert the big dogs to go attack.
I was about to say a good combination would be a small yapper and a tough big dog.
Like a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Especially German Shepherds. I mean, most people know they train those things for security. The military, the police, all manner of fuckers use the German Shepherd. And they love it.
Yeah. I'm plus a fan of the Mastiff, but because, obviously I was attacked and almost murdered by a German Shepherd when I was a kid, so I don't really like them as much.
Yeah.
But they are good guard dogs.
I love German Shepherds. They are loyal to a fault.
Back to the topic here. We're on topic. We just were off the script here. Landscape with inhospitable plants. So outside your windows, around your yard, like have things like fucking acacia trees, like acacia bushes,
and
like
if you live in the
thorn
right climate,
bushes,
cactus.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about your big saguaros. I'm talking about those little motherfuckers that you don't really spot that easy. Like when you're reaching, you know, when the motherfucker's trying to pry open the thing and you've got like cactus right there, you know, to fucking prick them in the back of their hands.
Yeah.
And those little needles sometimes are fucking really hard to see even in daylight.
Right. If you can do it, if you can put acacia out of your out, like in front of your windows and stuff so they can't get to your window, if you've ever watched Survivor Man, you know that he used acacia bushes as a guard against lions. So,
oh, I forgot about that. Basically, anything with thorns, anything with spines, with quills, with needles, stuff like that. I mean, nobody likes to get bit by a fucking plant.
Can I find a picture of an acacia, but not... Oh, yeah. Look at that bad boy.
Oh, yeah, there's some good, like, 2-inch fucking thorns coming out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, so... thorny things, you know, roses, thorny, look good. Put them out by your windows.
You know, and I think that's part of the reason thorns get so much notoriety, especially for outer house decorations. Because, I mean, twofold, they look beautiful, but they're great to turret. They will freak the fuck out of you. I've been bled by roses on more than one occasion.
Blackberry brambles have got me in.
Oh, God, we got so many blackberry bushes down in the fucking field.
Yeah.
That's just brambles and briars fucking everywhere. It's a regular briar patch down there.
And, you know, double whammy, you get blackberries out of it.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, with roses, there are some medicinal uses for roses and some sort of foodie things. So, you know, anything you can weasel a double whammy out of is good.
And plus, I mean, if you're a survivalist, you'll appreciate them just for the fact that they are, like, multitaskers instead of unitaskers.
Yes. Security cameras. Why not? The technology for these front doorbell security cameras are getting really cheap and, you know, you don't have to be next. So if you have a peephole, you have to look at the peephole. You have to be directly behind it.
Yep.
You know, and how many action movies has you guys seen where you knock on the door and you see the eye through it and then they just blast you with a shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's movie magic. But as a criminal, I would think that would be an effective tactic.
Crocodile Dundee 2, Kill Bill Volume 2, always happens in sequels.
Yeah. So, having one of those security cameras, you don't have to get up. You can, like, look at it and see, oh, there's a guy with a shotgun. I'm not going to go to the door there. That's not going to happen.
Then you hit the button to trigger the vat of boiling oil right above him.
Yep.
Problem solved.
Oh, my God.
Either that or the trap door that they're standing on that takes them down to where they have to garfle the Narthok.
While researching this article, I literally, swear
or
to God,
to battle the
came ball. Across an article on how to build a remote-controlled gun for intruders. And I'm like, holy shit. Not rule of law, my friends.
Remote control gun?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Automatically shoot your intruders. And I don't trust you, Skynet, so I won't be building you.
No. I mean, hell, that one android bitch, that one bald android bitch has already talked about putting people in her human zoo.
Yes. So... oh, it's going to happen, dude. I hope so. Tangent. I hope in the future when cybernetics become sentient and stuff, we have a blissful, like, human utopia where we're, like, we're sort of merged and get along and not, like, Terminator cybernet.
No, I would rather merge with the technology.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to transferring the contents of my brain into an Android body. As long as I get to, you know, as long as that Android still remembers that it's me.
You want some cyber abs, bro?
Fuck yeah. And a hydraulic dick.
Hell yeah. There's a sort of Android-y movie called Upgrade that's out now I want to see. We should watch it one day.
Where are we?
Security cameras. So yeah, security cameras. Being able to see is a good idea. Security alarms. Even if they're not actually, like, you know, connected to a system of monitoring, but having that wailing beep, no one wants to deal with that.
Loud enough for the neighbors on all sides of you to hear?
Yeah. So that, you know, that's an alarm system is another one of those things you can add to your arsenal to decrease your likelihood of intruders. You make your home more high-hanging fruit, less of a good target.
Yep.
And unless you've just got, unless you're Fort Knox, they're going to be like, fuck this shit, I'm going to find a better target.
And you know something, and I've actually got a suggestion, and nobody's going to take it seriously, but I am actually speaking very, very seriously about this. Now, it might go against, like, building codes and stuff like that, but back in olden times, I mean much older times, goddamn castles used to have moats around them. I don't see why more places don't have moats around them. I mean, a good moat. Nobody wants to get wet on the way to your house.
Well, a lot of times, the moat's not even, like, you can't just swim across it and climb up. Like,
no, there was, like, gators and crocs and shit in it.
Well, even that, it was, like, it was sheer cliffs. Like,
yes.
If you went down, one, you're probably going to die from the fall, and two, you're not going to be able to get up on the other side.
Yes, moats. I'd say bring back the moat. I would have one around my fucking house if I could, had the money and the time. Fucking put a moat around it. Of course, I also live in a single-wide trailer, so we're usually not prime targets for burglaries. I mean, it's easier to get into a single-wide, I guess, but what the fuck are you going to steal in there? It's a goddamn single-wide.
Right.
And plus, I've got all the redneck deterrents out in the front.
Oh, yeah. Abandoned vehicles and
campers.
And damn near engine blocks, but not quite.
Oh, we've dug up car parts out here before.
Yeah.
Oh, and not to mention the yappers.
Yeah.
That when I come into my own yard, they go crazy.
Right. Next is one of those things, like, it behooves you to know some of your neighbors at least.
For those keeping score, that's two drinks you should have taken by now.
Yes, two drinks. Make arrangements to have somebody keep an eye on your property if you go away.
There's such a thing as house sitting. That still exists.
House sitting, or at least, like, having a neighbor, like, just peek over and check it out. Like, me and Mike never go to vacation at the exact same time. Or we haven't yet. We'd love to.
I mean,
yeah.
Get both families together. I think that would be a blast.
It would be. But since we have not, as of yet, ever done that, we can keep an eye on each other. Like,
and we do.
Yeah.
Every time. Whenever they go out, we're here to check on things and feed the kitties.
Yeah.
And when me and my family are gone, they're there to feed the dogs and the cats and make sure everything's, like, ship-shape and Bristol fashion.
Yeah. So, you know, having arrangements for that helps out.
Plus the whole safety. I mean, that's part of the whole safety in numbers thing. That's why it's great to have a great core group of friends.
Right.
People that you can really, really trust. So, I mean, there are house-sitting services out there, and you can take that with a grain of sand, where you pay some stranger to come in. I mean, if you're going to do that, if you don't have anybody that you can trust, and you're going to do that...
Hidden cameras.
Yeah, fucking hidden cameras, put your nanny cams out, shit hidden inside of teddy bears and stuff.
Lock and safe things that you are precious and irreplaceable.
And do your goddamn homework before you fucking go through it. Make sure that the service you're using is reputable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no such thing as being too fucking safe. I personally wouldn't do that.
No.
I don't fucking believe. Oh, one other thing about home security, and when you're being out, when you're going to be gone for a fucking week or something like that, or even just gone out to a concert or whatever for the fucking night, don't fucking put it on goddamn social media.
I didn't write that down, but I saw it when I was researching the episode. A lot of people talking about that.
Don't, all you're doing is alerting people that your house is fucking empty.
Yeah.
Fucking modern day burglars check social media. They do. Don't fucking do that. Okay, when I took the family to Florida back in March, I did not let my wife, who, as you know, is a photo junkie. Yes. Okay, she takes pictures of every damn thing. And she's constantly posting to Facebook. But me and her have an agreement. When we're on vacation, we don't talk about being on vacation on social media, and we don't post pictures of us down in wherever the hell until we get back. She saves them all and then fucking posts them after the fact. That way, by the time that people already know, hey, you're on vacation, we're staring at them as they're trying to pry the window open.
Right. And that is a good tactic.
Yeah, no, don't let people know.
Another thing that is sort of a quick tip here, make sure you have your firearm serial numbers recorded and stored. That way, you get broke into, if all of these measures fail and your firearms are stolen, you can, report them.
Yeah, one thing burglars love to steal other than fucking price, other than your money, other than your jewelry is your fucking guns.
Yeah. They always have a good resale value.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's uses for firearms. And, you know, if you can go in there with proof and the police, you can retrieve your firearms from pawn shops and shit. They have to give you back stolen merchandise if you could prove it, if you filed a report. If you don't know your serial number, good luck.
Yeah.
It's gone. And
kiss it goodbye.
If there is a crime committed, they will search that serial number and they will find that it's yours. And then you've got to try to prove that it was stolen. And
yep.
And it's a load of trouble you don't want.
Record your serial number. And if you ever notice your fucking firearm missing, the first fucking thing you do after you frantically searched your house to make sure you didn't accidentally stick it in the freezer, fucking call the cops and report it. That way you're now off the hook for any fucking crimes that happen with your fucking gun.
Right. Unless you're a liberal and believe that firearms just get up and go shoot people. Firearms kill people.
Yeah, only if another jackass is holding one.
Yeah. So that's the thoughts that I have on with rule of law.
Now
we're going to get to the fun stuff. Without rule of law, you can do a lot of work to disguise your house. And the level of disguise is up to you. I've seen people that have talked about making their house like a burned out hole so that you've removed it from that tasty fruit and nobody wants it at this point. If your house still looks good, manicured during the shit hit the fan, you've become a target.
Yeah. I mean, this plays in. I have had this theory for a long time. A few years ago, back when I was delivering medical equipment, I got stuck at this fucking place because the president was driving through town. Well, he wasn't driving himself. President,
right.
Yeah. It was Barack Obama, and he was coming straight down the road that I was going to be on, his fucking presidential motorcade and all that shit, and we couldn't move. That main road was the only way to get back to the interstate. And we were just fucking stuck there for like a half hour on the clock, so I didn't care that much. I was getting paid to be stuck there. But, I mean, like, every goddamn person and their fucking sister would have seen that car, like, the president's in there.
Yep.
That's when I developed the theory that the president should be escorted around in a ghetto-ass hoopty.
While the actual presidential car drives around another route?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about one, it's got a fucking headlight out, maybe one of the doors is a different color than the other fucking doors, and it has one of those really shitty tinting jobs on the windows with all the bubbles in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks like some poor-ass mofo is trying to fucking make, piece by piece, make this car look better, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Nobody would ever expect the president to be in that piece of shit.
No. The presidential hoochie.
Oh, you know, and speaking of fucking cars and home fucking security, I've got another bone to pick with people before we go too far off, okay? It's the fucking little family decals people put on the backs of their fucking windows. And I know everybody's heard about this, but when you do that, you're advertising how many people you have fucking living in your house, how many children you fucking have, and in some cases, how many animals you fucking have and what kind they are.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, that craze seems to be dying down, but thank I still God. See them.
Gripes my ass every fucking... Well, now you it's gotten into
grind
more...
Grind your gears.
It's gotten into more novelty shit now. Like, instead of stick figures, you'll see, like, zombies, or you'll see,
right.
like, fucking, like, stormtroopers and shit.
Yeah.
But still.
You're advertising. You're giving out information. And that goes into that gray, man. Like, you got to really determine how much information you want to put out and how much you don't.
I'm still a very fond believer of moving through this life invisible.
Yeah. Without rule of law, getting shit at the fan, set up booby traps.
Fuck yeah. Your bear
Mike's
traps.
Mike's Claymore, set them up.
If you got bear traps, set them fucking up. Take a few pages out of the fucking North Vietnamese's playbook. Bungee sticks and those tiger traps.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I'm partial that if you can, those whole swinging log things that smack together and crush you, why not, right?
I mean, hell, if you've got the fucking tools, why not?
Yeah. Trip snares, everything. Set up booby traps.
Have a whole case of goddamn wasps sitting by your front door.
If you're comfortable and like explosives, like I know a buddy of mine is, maybe you want to make some claymores, some...
Landmines?
Landmines.
Like some, yeah. Like,
claymores, landmines, same, yeah, yeah.
Well, claymores, though, look, face towards blast.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that it once says, like, face towards blast.
Right. That you want to be careful. You want to make sure you know where you put these traps at so you yourself or friends don't fall into them.
You need to make a map.
I know parts of the world like Cambodia are still landmine cities. Like, it's people are still getting their legs blown off.
You know razor wire that they put on the tops of fences and stuff? Well,
yes.
They sell that in bundles that you can fucking pull across the ground.
That would be a good thing to do too.
I personally am a fan of, you have a big fucking fence, you got all the razor wire on the top, have a line of razor wire in front of it, and a line of razor wire for them to land on.
Or even, like, hidden. Like, say you have some bushes that makes it hard to get through, run that razor wire across the ground so they're treading through the bushes, they can't see it, and they slice their legs clean off.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, that's another thing to do, and then you can set that up as needed. Make a listening observation post, LPOP. So I think having people on guard duty during the shit hit the fan would make sense.
Hell yeah. And having numbers.
Yeah, having a post where you can watch and communicate to the people in the house, not in the house of, you know, like you want like a tower, you want like a hill, you want something so you can observe a good distance, and communicate down to people, let them know.
I know it's taking it a little bit to an extreme, but
it's a mental game here.
But I would say, you know, for those of you who've got any other ideas about security and stuff, get caught up on your fucking, get caught up on The Walking Dead. Look at how they fucking, like, barricaded some of those fucking places, like the fucking prison, with all the, I mean, in the fucking, they always had guards. Always had guards.
Very important.
You need advanced knowledge of anybody fucking coming. A great guard tower isn't going to be a must and stuff like that.
Right. Which leads us right into the next one, which is have regular patrols. You need to have a guard duty. You need to have people making patrols.
Regular patrols is is the key word. The word regular. They need to be done, not necessarily on a tight schedule, but I would say don't do it every single hour. Do it on 5 minutes on either side of the hour. Fuck with them. Because people could be watching from the fucking woods. Like, oh, they always come through there this time, so we got this amount of time to go do this before they'll come back. No, fucking do it randomly.
And that's still, you've got your LPOP to watch them so that, like, if something does hit in between a guard duty, you've got, like, your people watching going, oh, hey, we've got people sneaking in, so... I do like the randomized patrols.
Oh, and another tip about fencing, Bury that shit. Don't start your fence at the top of the ground. I would say dig down at least 2 feet and start putting in fencing under the ground.
Yeah.
That way they have to dig that much further down. And most places, after about 2 feet, the ground starts getting really fucking hard to dig through.
Yeah.
If you're not hitting rocks. You can't dig 2 feet out here without hitting fucking slabs. I was such a bitch putting that fucking electric pole in, because after a while we were just literally fucking trying to chip through fucking rock, solid rock.
Yeah. We do have some lovely soil here, though. There are a lot of places where you're just sitting on bedrock and we'd be fucked, but we got some lovely soil here. That's all I've got on home security. Everything, like, obviously, for shit at the fan, you want to take all of those other precautions, and then you add stuff into it. Like, now you can use that wasp spray without worry.
Kick it up to 11, people.
Right. And, you know, like I said, you don't have to do every single thing. You can pick and choose, unless you pick to put out a key, and then you're wrong.
That's stupid. Don't fucking do that.
Right.
Look, if you want... And a lot of people do that because, oh, I accidentally left my keys in the house, and I got a key to get back in. God damn it. Make friends with your fucking neighbors.
Right.
Become good friends with them. Somebody you trust. Give them the spare fucking key. Okay?
You know what?
With a couple of people.
You know where I hide my spare key at?
In your butt?
In my wallet.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, I swallow whatever Tuesday.
No. No, I'm not, Who is that?
I don't even know, dude.
The Funky Cole Medina guy. Tone Loke.
Tone Loke?
Yeah, that was Tone Loke from Surf Ninjas.
Oh, okay. I swallow my handcuff key every Tuesday.
Yeah. I just keep a spare key in my wallet. So, basically, I almost never leave the house without my keys in my wallet. And if I ever do leave the house without one, I never leave it without the other. Like, there's no... Like, I never forget to get one of those. I'm like, oh, I forgot my keys in the house. I forgot my wallet. I forgot my wallet in the house. I got my keys, you know. And then, yeah, your neighbors should be your backup from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Hell, I got my keys and my wallet in my pockets at all fucking times. My keys are only ever exposed when they're literally being used. After that, they go straight back in my pocket.
And that's the way I feel that anything secure should be. Like, if you have a handgun and you're at home, the handgun needs to be in a holster on you whilst at home. Because your kids can't pick up your handgun and shoot themselves and or friends when you're wearing it.
No, they cannot.
If the burglar breaks in and you have your handgun in your cage safe, they will not wait for you to get it. If they break in and you are holstered... Bam.
You know, there is one cool thing about my boss at work. He walks around with a fucking gun on his back all the damn time. I mean, all the fucking time.
In your job, and that's a good thing to
and
do.
And he does not hide it at all. Anybody could see that fucking gun. My dad, back when he used to own a used bookstore, he got fucking... some motherfucker tried to rob him. My dad had fucking 5 guns hidden in that fucking used bookstore. I mean, and that bookstore was just maybe twice as big as the room or as your tiny house.
Right.
And just long, lengthwise. It was about this wide, just, you know, doubly long. And he had he had one in a holster on his hip at all fucking times. But then he had 4 more. He was never out of arm reach of a damn gun. I mean, at his register, he could reach to his right and have his hands on his fucking shotgun. He could reach right in front of him, and there was another fucking pistol squirreled away down there. And he had one right behind the fucking office refrigerator. And he had one toward the back.
Wow.
Yeah, you were always... He does not like being out of fucking arm's reach of a fucking weapon. And he had to draw it one time. Motherfucker did come in there, broad daylight, stick a gun in his face. Here's the cool thing. He stuck the gun in my dad's face, then turned around to make sure nobody else was coming through the door. By the time he turned back, there was a gun an inch away from his nose.
Your dad was not low-hanging fruit.
No. No, he was not. And as soon as the dude's eyes widened enough, my dad pistol-whipped him right in the fucking face and ended up with a 6th gun.
Nice.
What really pissed him off is the fucking cop showed up and arrested the motherfucker. The very next day, my dad saw that motherfucker walking across the parking lot. And my dad, I mean, yeah, the motherfucker just, I guess he got out on bail or whatever, the fucking, like, the same day probably. And when my dad saw that dude walking across the fucking parking lot, he walked out of his goddamn store with his hand on his fucking gun. He's like, you don't walk across this parking lot again.
Nice.
You walk across this parking lot again, I will shoot you, motherfucker. And my dad, who no longer lives in this country, is crazy enough to do that. I'm honestly surprised he didn't put a round into the fucking asphalt at the motherfucker's feet.
Right. Which would have been awesome. That's it. That's all I've got.
This is a short episode.
Nah, we're right at 50 minutes.
Right? Yeah, but what? Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess we are right on time.
Yeah, so...
That whipped by rather quickly.
Make sure you stop by the website and leave me any comments on what you think about home security, what you do, and then maybe what you would do for the shit hits the fan.
Absolutely. You can never be safe enough.
Right.
There's no such thing as safe enough.
No. No. But you can make lots of precautions. Don't you pull that down, Nimbus.
God damn it, Nimbus. Put, being a dick. He's going to yank it.
He's so awkward in his body. Like, he's so fat he can't even move around and do shit right.
I think he's too big for his size.
He is.
If that makes any kind of sense.
And on that not terrible disappointment, on that bombshell,
it's time to end. So for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sickwin Burnett.
And remember, like I said a minute ago, you can never be safe enough. There's no such thing as enough locks. And start work on the damn moat. That's why people have kids.
DIY to build landmines, use guys.
Use guys!